Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Monday, October 25th, 2021. And hopefully you had a good weekend, because I know I sure did, because I finally got to see Dune. That's right, the big movie here everybody's been looking forward to so much. What is being dubbed the sci-fi movie of the decade. Dune is out. So that's all this episode is going to be about, all my thoughts and impressions here on Dune. But before we do that, as always, don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turcotte, M-E-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. Well, let's jump in here, guys. And I got to be, you know, just open here in the beginning of the show. I literally have no history with this series, Dune. I've tried, I think, twice through the years, probably once when I was probably in high school, and again, probably just a couple years ago, maybe when the announcement was made that this movie was coming out, to jump into the series, but have never been able to really penetrate into just the lore and the you know, story that was there. So I really came in really with no preconceived notions, other than knowing that it was a series that so many other sci-fi stories are based on and draw inspiration from, you know, not necessarily based on, but just draw inspiration from the writing and the way, you know, the way that they kind of put in like the almost this mythological sense to it. I mean, Star Wars obviously is something that comes almost directly from Dune. I mean, the idea of the Force and things like that are very evident in Dune. You know, you can see that. So going into it, you know, all I knew was it was going to be a visual feast. Now, I wish I was able to make it out to the movie theater to see it. Unfortunately, I didn't. I ended up just kind of watching it here at home, but still it didn't take away from it. You know, it's one of those movies now that I could tell. Kept hearing everybody saying like just how much of a visual feast it was going to be. And, you know, we have a couple people in the Discord that went to IMAX or just went to the theaters to see it. And while I'm watching it, all I was thinking is like, God, on a big screen with the just surround sound system and all that happening, just how incredible of an experience it would be to be there and be a part of that. Because one of the things that this movie does is you know, not only just the visual shots that they give you with the, you know, contrast between the light and the wind of the desert sand kind of blowing across the every surface literally that you see in it. But is even the way they represent like the music and the sound, you know, the sandworms themselves just have this crazy sound. And I don't want to go too much into spoiler territory, because I really think people, if you've never seen it, I want you to just experience it for what it is and kind of even the lore and all that. But I will say one thing is they do have this ability, or certain characters have the ability to almost use like force manipulation, I guess is the right way to say, almost like in Star Wars, where they kind of have this, they're able to speak to people and kind of impress themselves on them and make them do things that they want them to do. You know, think of like a Jedi mind trick. And just the way that sounds when they do that is just awesome. I mean, the sound design for this movie is great. You know, almost throughout the whole movie, there's this constant, I don't even know what to describe the music. I always used to go to, I can't believe I can't think of the movie right now. But there was a World War II movie that did that, where there was always this kind of this feeling of tension. And this kind of has that, where it's almost like a mythological, kind of tribal, kind of mysterious, just score to the film that is constantly just drumming and pushing it forward. And throughout the whole thing, you can't help but just be captivated by it, because not only are you hearing the sounds, but then visually what you're seeing on the screen just plays into all of that. And you know, this movie, for even outside of the story, for as cool as the story is and for as much as they're setting up, when it comes to Oscar season, this thing is going to win so much for audio design, for cinematography, for even just the costume design and the set design and everything from the ships to the you know, weapons and just items and things that the characters have. I mean, it's incredible. And, you know, the cast, everybody does an amazing job in the cast. I mean, Timothée Chalamet, who kind of plays the main character, Paul, you know, he kind of goes on kind of this hero's journey, kind of this kind of crazy story arc throughout the whole thing, where at first he's kind of just this, you know, simple boy who kind of, you know, is being cast into this role that he I don't want to say that he doesn't want, but you know, by the end, he really kind of fits into that role. You know, Zendaya, you see her a lot in the previews. I mean, she's kind of comes and goes kind of through some flashbacks, which by the way are awesome the way they do flashbacks, flash forwards, there's dreams, kind of foreshadowing. All that just plays so well through it all. Oscar Isaac's character is great. I mean, even like, you know, Batista and, you know, Aquaman himself, Jason Momoa being in there. You know, there's just so many. I think the casting for this movie was perfect. Now, that's me coming from someone who's never read the book. So I know people that have read the book are big into the series. I would like to know, I guess, your thoughts. Hit me up on Twitter or email me. What are your thoughts kind of on the casting? Because I'm sure if you have in your mind what these characters have looked like for years, and then you see Batista playing one, or you see Oscar Isaac or Josh Brolin, Thanos himself, you know, playing a character, you might look at him more as you know, Josh Brolin, you know, where for me that he just totally embodied that character for me. So like the casting is near perfection for me, you know, and all that again plays into the costuming and just the set pieces. I mean, it's on the level, like I'm watching it and I'm like, this is almost like a sci-fi Game of Thrones level, you know, which obviously, I mean, they spent what, over almost $300 million making this movie or whatever it is, you know, they spent on it. Of course, it should be, right? I mean, it should be high budget and high quality. And it really comes across that way. And good, as of this recording, it's doing great in the box office. I think domestically, it's over $40 million right now. Just this weekend, came out last month in Europe. I think so far, as I'm reading it right now, it's $220 million. It's grossed. I guess its budget actually was $165 million, so not $300 million. So they've already surpassed their budget. As of right now, this is technically part one. It kind of says it in the beginning of the movie too. Part two hasn't even begun filming, so who knows when we're actually going to get more of this, but I wish we were getting it sooner. You know, part of me now wants to go and read. I did this when Lord of the Rings came out. I went and saw Fellowship and then went and immediately read the whole trilogy at that point, because then you could kind of place the characters in the books with the actors, and you're able to then, I don't know, just for me, it made it easier to kind of read through it, you know, kind of get over that lore hump. Now knowing what this is someone about, I think jumping back into that book, I would be good to go. And so now I'm totally captivated by where does this go? And, you know, it leaves it where you can tell, like, where this ends. This typically would not be the ending for the series. I don't even know if it's the ending of the first book. I mean, my guess would be that it's not. But, you know, I need more. I need more of Dune. Like, this is such a cool world, such a cool just story that's going on. It's awesome. Such a cool world. And, you know, it's really kind of on that epic scale of Lord of the Rings and of, I mean, I almost was really getting almost like a Matrix vibe, as weird as that kind of sounds. Like, it was just like, you know, by the end of Matrix 1, kind of where Neo is in that original film, I was kind of feeling like that's where Paul was at the end of this. Like, he's kind of finally coming to his own. He understands what is going on and he's ready to, you know, take it to the enemies, I guess is the right way to say it, or take it to, you know, the next level and really fight for what is right, you know, and not to quote a Hulk Hogan song, but Hulk Hogan theme song, but you know what I mean? Like, that's really kind of where I am. I literally just finished the movie here just a little while ago, actually, as I'm recording this. It's great. As I'm looking too, it looks like Hans Zimmer did all the music. This is a movie that I could just put the score on and just listen to it. Like, I was so blown away by all of that in this movie. God, it's so good. Like, my brother-in-law, we had them over, him and my sister-in-law, last night, and he was like, I don't know if I want to go to the movies to see this or just watch it on television. I was like, well, I'm definitely going to watch it on television. But part of me now wants to, at some point in the coming weeks, be like, hey, man, you want to go see Dune, like, in the theater? Because I want to see this on a big screen now. It's awesome. Go see it, man, or just watch it. If you have HBO Max, watch it. It's such a good movie, especially if you're big into sci-fi and all that. I think it's something you would definitely like and really enjoy. So, all right, well, let me know your thoughts here on the movie. Again, I don't want to get too big into story stuff, because that's another conversation for another time. Maybe we'll get into that in some patron stuff, or maybe down the line do some sort of a spoiler cast. But that's not the time and place for this yet. I think this movie's, I mean, it literally only came out days ago, and I don't want to get into any of that yet, especially because I've only watched it once. Like, I want to go back and watch it again. I mean, there's so much going on, so much to absorb from everything that you see in here that You know, you almost can't take it all in just on that first viewing. So I definitely got to watch it again now that I kind of know what's happening and where things are going. It's definitely going to be well worth a second watch. So, but let me know your thoughts on it. Hit me up and, you know, always email me theenthusiast@gmail.com or hit me on Twitter, MRTurk, MERKTURC. Well, guys, that's going to do it for me here today on the show. Have a great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, we'll catch you next time.